Hello, everyone at KSJD Radio. This is DJ Mike having an interview with the one, the only, Elin Jewell. She actually had the courtesy to grace our studios in her latest tour. Welcome, Elin.
Thank you. So good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. We love your music. We have been playing your new album like crazy here at KSJD, and we just can't get enough of it.
Oh, thanks.
It's a great piece of work, and your voice is just gorgeous.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, Elin, you're on tour right now. This is what brought you to our neck of the woods. And from my records, I noticed that you have played. You started your tour in Idaho.
Yeah. I live in Idaho now. I live in Idaho again. I was born and raised in Boise, and I moved away for a long time. I think I was gone about 15 years, and just 5 years ago, I moved back, and I love it. And so we're starting and ending this tour in the Boise area, a town called Garden City, which is essentially Boise, and it's just across the river. So yeah, we had our first show. Actually, our first show of the year, and it's just been great, and we're off to a really good start, and so happy to be back on the road, back in the saddle, as they say.
That's right. Well, and how did that show go?
It went well. It was a fundraiser for a candidate for governor who I'm pretty excited about. If she were to win, she'd be the first Native American governor of any state, which I can't believe there hasn't been one yet, but I'm supporting her, and a very famous Boise band called Built to Spill is also supporting her. They were on the bill.
I love that band.
Yeah?
I've been following them since the 90s. Yes, absolutely.
Our bass player is a huge fan as well, Sean Supra, and I think this was a dream come true. In fact, we were joking that the reason he joined this band was just in the off chance that maybe someday we would do a show with Built to Spill. He found out I was from Boise, and he said, all right, I'll do it.
And who is what is the name of the candidate that you were supporting?
Paulette Jordan.
Paulette Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Wonderful. Well, folks, we also want to play some music as we're sitting here with Elin, and we have a track queued up that Elin has selected. What's the track that we're going to listen to first, Elin?
Oh, this is a big Maybelle tune that I've just been loving for a long time. It's called Don't Leave Poor Me.
Don't Leave Poor Me. Here we go.
Stop. Don't do it. Baby, don't walk out the door. I said stop. Don't do it. Baby, don't walk out the door. Please, have mercy, please. I'm like a rat that wants his cheese. Don't leave poor me. If you go where you go, I will follow you, and I won't be ashamed of myself. And you can bet your bottom dollar too, I can't have nobody else. I need you so. Your good loving too. Don't leave poor me. Don't leave poor me.
That was Don't Leave Me by Elin Jewell. She is in our KSJD studios today, hanging out, having a little chat about her latest album, which is incredible, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And so I listened to Sundown Over Ghost Town, which is the album you released in 2015, I believe, when you moved back to Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? And it's got a pretty different flavor from Downhearted Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Could you speak to the difference between the two and what inspired you, and maybe also how that changed your musical perspective?
Yeah, well, Sundown Over Ghost Town is a collection of all originals, and it was almost like, it ended up being almost like a little mini memoir. It wasn't necessarily what I set out to do, but because I rarely have a specific direction I want an album to take. I usually just kind of put in an album whatever's on my mind at the time, whatever I've been writing. And Sundown Over Ghost Town happened, you know, it came along when I had just moved to town, and I was thinking a lot about all these different memories kept coming back to me from when I had lived there before, because I left home when I was 18, and I was gone 15 years, so I was almost gone as long as I had been there, and I was getting to know this place again. And all these memories kept coming back from when I was a kid and when I was a teenager, and just things that seemed really formative to me and really important, and I wanted to put them into song, and I wanted to pay homage to my upbringing in Idaho. So it tends to be, that album tends to be a bit more introspective. It leans heavily on country stylings because Idaho is so country. I mean, it's mostly country. There are very few people there compared to trees and mountains.
Yes.
Which is part of what I love about it and part of what made me want to come back, because I was in Boston for 9 years, and though I love Boston dearly, it's in a very different way from the way I love my home, the way I love Idaho. It's, you know, it's urban in Boston, and that was a great education, but I was ready to come home, and so I did, and then I was feeling all kind of introspective and a little bit melancholy about the way things had changed there, and, you know, so I wanted to kind of get that all down in writing. And Downhearted Blues, on the other hand, it's all cover tunes, it's all blues, and it's me just having fun with these songs that, half of them are songs I've been loving for a long time, and the other half are new discoveries for me. And so it was a little bit of a, it felt kind of self-indulgent in this really fun way. And I just went with it, and I also wanted to kind of showcase some of my favorite blues artists in case there is anyone out there who hasn't heard of, you know, for example, Frankie Lee Sims or Memphis Minnie. You know, we've got a little Walter Tune who's a little better known, but, you know, there are still some people who, you know, maybe they haven't really checked out the blues very much, and this might be the thing that gets them there.
Great, Elin. You know, as a curator of music myself, that's the sort of thing that really gets me excited about artists in our area. Thank you so much again for stopping in. Folks, I think it's time that we should listen to a tune. I let Elin pick all the tunes for this session because I think that it's really important for artists to choose their own tunes because it gives insight into their personality a little bit. What is the next track that we're going to play, Elin?
Well, I don't know how much insight you'll gain because it was just so hard. It's so hard to choose. It was hard to choose these 12 to record in the first place because I love so many blues songs. And so to narrow it down even more is even more difficult. But I was thinking the title track is a good one to listen to. It's called Downhearted Blues, and it's a song that Bessie Smith recorded, I believe, in the 20s. And Bessie Smith was one of my first blues loves. And this song got me through my first terrible heartbreak.
Wow. That's heavy. Well, folks, let's take a listen to the tune. This is Downhearted Blues.
so disgusted, heartbroken too. I've got those downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time. The next man I get has got to promise me to be mine, all mine. Trouble, trouble, I've had it all my days. Trouble, trouble, I've had it all my days. Well, it seems that trouble's born to follow me to my grave. I've never loved but three men in my life. I've never loved but three men in my life. My father, my brother, the man that wrecked my
Downhearted Blues by Elin Jewell. And it just so happens that we have her in the studio today to have a little conversation about her new album and some other things too. Elin, you want to say hello?
Hello.
Having a great time here. It is wonderful that you're here. And I had some questions. Mm-hmm. And of course, us being a community radio, a small struggling community radio like most are, I learned in your bio that... Well, let me take it a step back first.
Mm-hmm.
On that last track, there was a washboard player
mm-hmm.
who was prominently featured by the name of Jason Beek, who
That's
is
right.
not just the washboard player. He's also your manager,
mm-hmm.
and he's also your husband as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, and the drummer.
And the drummer.
And the baby daddy and man of many hats.
Absolutely. So I learned that you guys sort of met... over radio. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Sure, yeah. I had not yet moved to Boston. I was thinking about moving to Boston from Western Massachusetts. And I had a friend from college. I went to college in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And this friend was living in the Boston area, and he made friends with Jason through some show that was happening in the Boston area. They met at the show, and I think it was a show where there was a lot of kind of old-timey tunes being played. And so they got to talking, and this friend of mine found out that Jason had a radio show. It was called American Primitive. It was out of MIT, in technically in Cambridge, Mass. And so when I started coming into town just to see this old friend and play music together, and he said that, "I've got this friend who you should know. His name is Jason Beek, and he has a radio show, and he plays all this weird old stuff that we like that no one else likes." And so I just instantly assumed that he was, I mean, because I was 22 at the time, 24. So I assumed he was probably 64, because most of the people, you know, who we know, who are friends of ours, who like the same weird old music, are quite a bit older, because we were clearly born in the wrong generation. And so when I met him, I just was amazed that he was my age. And we got to talking, and he, you know, he talked about his show and how he loves community radio. And I told him I was thinking about moving to Boston so that I could start a band. And he heard me play a song, because this was at a, it was like a open mic type jam, old country music jam. He heard me play a song, and he said, "You know, you really should move to town." And he's probably going to kill me for saying this, but he said, "When I hear you sing, I think to myself, I should marry that girl." And I thought, that is super weird. You don't even know me. And he claims that I looked at him like he had 10 heads. And so we were off to a great start, obviously.
Yes.
But he did convince me to move to town. He knew all the great musicians who liked the same old weird music that I liked. And he was right. I mean, I moved to town. He introduced me to Johnny Shasha, who was my longtime bass player, and Jerry Miller, who still plays guitar with me. He's on the road with me now. And he was right, you know, and a few years later we were married.
Wow. That's like a story made in heaven. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that story with us, Elin.
And now that we've moved back out to Boise, So this is his adventure out west. He'd never lived outside of Massachusetts before. He's a Lowell, Massachusetts guy. And so he missed his old show, American Primitive, and now he has a show on Radio Boise, another community radio show station called Spoonful. And that name was my idea. It's a, for the record, it's a Howlin' Wolf tune, Spoonful.
Yeah.
And so he plays that. That's kind of his intro song every show, Spoonful.
Oh, very nice. And he still does the show right now?
Oh, yeah.
Presently?
Yeah.
Wow,
he,
that's great.
He pre-records a lot of the shows for when we're on the road, so he can have someone else, you know, press play. And mostly that works out okay.
Yeah. Radio magic, right?
Exactly.
Well, folks, shall we play another song?
Sure.
Yeah, I think we got another one picked out. Maybe we'll play another one after that.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of Howlin' Wolf, let's do a Howlin' Wolf song from Downhearted Blues.
Awesome.
It's called You'll Be Mine. Howlin' Wolf was one of the first blues musicians I ever heard, even before Bessie Smith. I discovered my dad's record collection in the attic of our garage, and I think it was abandoned because our turntable broke. You know that same sad old story?
Yes.
People in the 80s and 90s thought, vinyl. Vinyl schmeinel. It's all CDs from here on out. But my dad, luckily, is a little bit of a pack rat, so he saved all his records, even though the turntable was broken. So when I went up there in the hot attic, I found this dusty collection, and I pulled out this record, and it had this close-up face on it, this close-up view of this amazing face, and it said, Howlin' Wolf. On it, and I just thought, well, I mean, this is going to be amazing, because if your name is Howlin' Wolf, you have to be amazing. And so I got a turntable and I played this album, and I still have the album, and this song is one of my favorites from that album.
Wonderful. Well, let's spin it.
Yeah.
This is You'll Be Mine by Elin Jewell.
Mine. You'll be mine.
Was Elin Jewell doing You'll Be Mine, originally by Howlin' Wolf. And of course, that's off her latest release, Downhearted Blues, which I cannot say enough about, and I urge every single one of you to take the time to check that one out. It is a masterwork, in my opinion.
Thank you.
And Elin, we should reveal to the listeners that on that break, I laid a piece of vinyl on you that I found in our collection this morning. Do you want to tell our listeners what you are holding in your hand right now?
I can't stop looking at it. It's an original, I guess, recording. It's Lead Belly's early recordings. It's called Legacy, Volume 3. It's on the Folkways Records, Folkways record label. And the copyright on it is 1951. And I'm trying to think. Well, Lead Belly was recording as early as the 20s, I believe. But this, I mean, this looks like a, it's definitely not a reissue. This is the real deal. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, on the break, I was hunting down a B.B. King album, his Live in London album for my show, that which went on this afternoon. And I came across that, and I was, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, I bet Elin and Jason would kind of dig this piece of vinyl, you know, and get into that. Well, Elin,
definitely.
It has been a great time talking to you, a wonderful interview. You are so kind and well-mannered and everything. We appreciate you coming and seeing us here at KSJD.
Aw, shucks.
And I can't say enough, because I've been seeing your face on that cover for months and months every time I play the CD, and now I'm a little bit starstruck that you're right here in the room with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. I love talking about music, and I'll talk with anyone who will listen about, especially about blues.
Blues and old, rare music. Oh,
yeah.
I could do it all night. I've never shut up about that stuff.
So great.
Well, do you want to round it out with one more tune?
Sure, yeah. So this is a Lonnie Johnson tune, and it's another early one. He would have been contemporaries with Lead Belly. This is called Another Night to Cry.
All right, folks, we're going to wrap up this interview with one more song. Thank you again, Elin Jewell, for coming and visiting us, and your entire crew for coming to our KSJD studio, spending a little time.
Thank
having
you.
A drink.
Yeah.
Having a good old time. Well, we are going to end this session with the tune Another Night to Cry by Elin Jewell.
Well, another night to cry, baby, just crying over you. Well, I've got another night to cry, another night to cry over you. You hurt me so bad and so long, and there's nothing I can do. I'm so in love with you, and you know it, and I can't help myself. Yes, I'm so in love with you, and you know it, and I can't help myself. You laugh in my face when I say I love you and walk away with somebody else. You can't keep on hurting me unless you get hurt yourself. On hurting me unless you get hurt yourself. 'Cause you're misusing ways, baby, as drove me to somebody else. Cry, I'm really through with you.